Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, April the 3rd, 2026. 14 minutes past the hour. Good Friday, 2026, on the verge of the big Easter holiday. First Friday in the month of April. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to buzz in. We got a moment here. Matt went to get some cold drinks, so I'm alone in the studio for the time being. So if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you at this particular point. 740-383-9944. And again, I do want to thank the committee to elect Jason Schauber, Marion County Commissioner, for sponsoring our big Easter radio broadcast today. And certainly want to thank the people at Kroger for Kroger East for letting us come and broadcast from there. That was our location. Last year it was the Gypsy Queen. This year it was Kroger East. And we've had a lot of fun with that particular event. So it was great. And all the people who found us today, that was enjoyable. We were live Easter eggs hidden in Marion, looking for you to find us. And again, the phone lines are open here tonight, 740-383-9944. I'm looking across the room here, and we've got a table filled with, it's a basket of Easter eggs, and you see all the pastel colors, the purples, the limes, the turquoise, the, I don't know, I guess pinks would be considered a pastel. Oh, I think I hear the door. Matt must have made it over there and back. Thank goodness for that. And we'll continue on with our broadcast here tonight. But again, if you'd like to be part of the broadcast, don't hesitate to call in 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. Oh, that was a quick shot. They weren't very busy over there, huh?
No, they were not.
Thank goodness, because it's a little warm. It's 78 degrees in this room. But I know the heat's not on in this building, so I don't know why it's so warm tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was all the laughter from the last hour. Got the muscles working.
So let's talk about some fun subjects this hour. You know, relationships. We haven't talked about that in a while. Here's a spin on this. Okay, now if somebody cheats on you, is that forgivable? There's just a straight question.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think?
If you do it once, you do it again. Probably.
So you don't think people can change? See, I had this conversation this week. Can people change?
People can change, but I don't think they change overnight. I don't think that if you cheated on me one day, the next day you're going to be, oh, well, that was a dumb decision. Won't do that again.
See, I don't think people change. I think situations change.
How so?
Well, okay, let's say you're a thief.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if we don't have a lot of money, you're probably going to be stealing a lot. But if you have some money, you will probably steal less. Now, it's not that you're not a thief. It's just your situation has changed. It's like an alcoholic. An alcoholic will always tell you they're always an alcoholic, even though they're not drinking. It's just they've chosen not to drink. Their situation has changed. If they would drink, they still would be addicted to it.
I don't know.
That was very profound, and I think it was very right. I do. I've never known anybody who cheated. Well, you said it yourself right off the bat. If you cheat once, you'll cheat again. You might not, but you might.
Like,
once you decide something is okay, you will do it again. Now, does it mean you're going to do it again? No, but you will do it again. It's just like what do they call him? A dry drunk, who's an angry person who is no longer drinking, but they have the mentality of an alcoholic. It's just they can no longer get to the alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Well, I just told you.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe I don't know what the personality of an alcoholic is, I suppose.
Like an angry, bitter, resentful person. That's when, I mean, most alcoholics are not gregarious, but a lot of times they get older, maybe they end up in nursing homes, and obviously people are not going to give them alcohol anymore. So they can't drink anymore.
There's because cranky of, old people at that rate?
Well, no. They're it's like a withdrawal.
Yeah, cranky.
But they would take the drink if they could get it. They just can't. Their situation changed.
Well, they're not like...
Doesn't mean they're not an alcoholic.
They're not prisoners. They can leave.
If you can't walk, how are you going to walk out?
Have somebody
if
take
you
it.
Can't drive, what are you going to go do?
Have
you ever been in a nursing home? It's not like you got your wallet sitting right there and your phone and just ready to head out.
No.
It's a bad situation.
I've never been in a nursing home.
Those people block you, especially if your family admits you.
Man, you ain't got no freedom.
Mm-mm.
Little just not allowed to leave. Yep, I don't know about all that. I'd rather not do that.
Well, I'm sure they'd rather not do that, too, but some don't get ill. Don't get in that position.
Well, never have kids and won't have that problem.
Oh, no. So they'll find a guardian. They'll find a next of kin, whether it's a niece or a nephew or somebody. They'll find somebody.
I'll write them out of my will. I'm not getting any of my anything.
You're no longer in control. It's over. 740-383-9944. That's why you got to have a good power of attorney.
Nope.
In any event, so you think they will cheat again? I don't. I think so too, but
I mean, like, people can change, I guess. But like, you know, I think that it, like, you know, like I said, I mean, give it like 20 years down the line, and maybe you were like, yeah, well, that was dumb, and I, you know.
No, my question is, can you forgive it?
Would I go back to being with that person or something?
Well, would you leave them?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't stay. I mean, so yeah,
I know. Some people do. I've known marriages that went on for a long time, and they were very aware that the other person was going out, but they liked the marriage. They got comfortable with it.
I could think of a couple people.
There you go.
Well, you know, maybe not personally, but I know of a people. Like.
Okay, well, there you go. Then you know.
Like Hollywood or famous people.
Well, I knew of somebody who I knew very, very well, and if I said the name, people would know him very, very well, but their marriage was, I guess, it probably wasn't called an open marriage in that day, but that's, I guess, what it would be now. They lived together, they were married till the, you know, bitter end, but certainly there was some extracurricular activity in that marriage that was well known.
Well,
I knew it. If I knew it, I know they knew it.
Well, I mean, if neither of them cared, then what's it matter, I guess?
No, but they overlooked it, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't care, then you don't care, I guess.
But you couldn't overlook it, I guess is the point.
No. Why? No, it's terrible.
Well, if you're around somebody a long time, I guess I understand it.
I guess. Not my cup of tea.
So why is that the deal breaker? See, that's what I always wonder. I guess that's why I have a problem with it, is that of all the aspects of your relationship, most people will forgive anything else except that.
Well, I don't know. There are a lot of things I probably couldn't deal with.
Sounds like it's getting bad outside again.
It does,
we've got some wicked weather here lately.
Well, you'll have that. April showers bring May flowers, or whatever the saying is.
We hope.
We hope.
Apparently, March showers bring April showers, which hopefully bring May flowers. That's how it goes.
That's right.
March wind that destroys your shingles and busts door glass and rips the roof off your house brings April showers.
Gotta bring in the storm somehow.
All I'm saying is that I don't know why cheating is always the deal breaker. Like, what about a bad attitude or you know... The people at Turning Point will tell you 90% of people who are abused go back. So that's not a deal breaker.
Well, it should be.
You would think.
Yes, I would suggest that if somebody is abusing you, you get out of that as soon as possible.
But people don't.
Well, you know, love.
Well, is it? I don't know. Could be comfortability.
I don't know if that's a comfortable situation.
Well, it could be.
Familiar, I guess. Familiarity. Not, maybe not.
If you've been married 25 years, and one person has a transgression, could you forgive it?
I mean, like, I guess it depends on what the transgression. I mean, there was a story written, I don't know, somewhere not too long ago where, like, maybe we did it. I mean, there was, like, some people who were, like, elderly, like, in their 70s or 80s, and then they found out that, like, long ago the husband had cheated, and then the woman ended that marriage right there, and it was, like, 16 years ago this happened.
Well, she probably wasn't happy to begin with.
I don't, you know, after, like, no, I hate to be that guy, but, you know, after, like, 60 years of being with each other every day, I mean, I'd probably...
She was just probably looking for an excuse to get out of that thing.
I'd be trying to find somebody else to talk to also.
If he would have put the peanut butter on the wrong shelf, she probably would have left. She was just waiting for him to screw up, because that's a long time to be around somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after, yeah, that's a...
I don't like anybody that much.
I mean, forever is a long time.
But people lie. They just lie and say they just are happy as could be. Okay, whatever.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of, sometimes, you know, older people tend to stay together just because that's what that's what you did.
I don't know. I was told the other day that I do not give good relationship advice because I am anti-relationship. I think I can give good relationship advice, even though I don't think a relationship is good for me. Doesn't mean I don't think it might be good for you.
See, there's a whole, there's a whole, I don't remember how the thing goes, but, I mean, it's one of those situations where, like, a lot of the coaches in any sport you look at never played they might have played in high school or something, but, you know, they never played at the professional level, but they're coaching there.
That reminds me, sad death today, the refrigerator Perry died.
Really?
Yeah, you see the press that's getting, nobody cares.
Well, that's sad.
The poor fridge is
dead. I gotta go home and watch some highlights now. He was an exciting fellow.
That'll be a short reel. he was just known for being a big fat guy. Who was called the refrigerator.
He got the ball sometimes, somehow, and then, you know, you just see this big old guy running down the field with the ball.
No, he didn't run.
Well, I mean,
you know, he wrestled. WrestleMania 2, he was in the football wrestling battle royal in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, he was. I just told you.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I'm sad he's dead, though. The fridge. But apparently he lost all his money.
Wasn't he a fullback?
He was a full everything.
Well, fullback.
He was wide, he was full, he was big.
Was he a lineman or a fullback?
I'm not sure. He didn't move around much. I think Mike Ditka just put him out there. He was just out there.
He just blocked the people.
I wanted to
see
how old he was. Not that old. Probably in his 60s. But that's what happens when you don't take care of your health. 63.
What position was he?
Well, see, this doesn't even say...
Oh, he was a defensive tackle. I'm thinking of somebody completely different.
Well, this doesn't even say he died.
Perry was...
Do they know he's dead? Did he die? Maybe he didn't die. Maybe it was one of those hoaxes.
Well, I guess we're about to find out. 1 second. Well, that'd be... I'd be glad if he didn't die.
Hope not.
That's always...
In 2016, Sports Illustrated reported that Perry was living in a retirement home, had financial difficulties, and continued to drink despite alcohol having publicly acknowledged his alcoholism in 2011. In 2018, it was reported that he was moving around again and felt better than he has in a long time. Well, that's a long time ago.
Well, I don't see anything about him being dead.
I thought I saw that today, that he had died. It could be a hoax. See, that's the problem. Well, it says that he's alive. Well, thank God that the man is still with us.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear he has not passed away. Yeah, apparently he's just, apparently he still goes out and does things, but apparently he's confined to a wheelchair now.
What does he go out and do?
Greetings, I guess. I don't know, like, that kind of thing. He does meetings.
Well, good for him. Well, I'm glad the fridge is still alive, then.
Yes. Man, you went and false reporting things.
No, search that on the social media. That has been out there today. Why would anybody take the time to say Refrigerator Perry died?
I don't know.
He's not exactly the bell of the ball.
Apparently it happened once before, at least. Because
see, right there it is. R.I.P. William Perry. Take your rest. See? Look, it's all over the place.
Yeah, well...
That's growing up in Chicago 4 hours ago.
What's growing up in Chicago?
That's who reported that.
Is that a valid news source?
Well, I don't know. I mean, why would you make this up?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope he's not dead. See, there's another one. Who posted this?
Apparently there have been a lot of hoaxes over the years. It says that he is not dead, despite various internet death hoaxes over the years. Apparently there was a big one in 2013. He has faced ongoing health struggles, apparently.
Well,
which is why he's in a wheelchair now.
How old is the man?
He is 63.
Well, that's sad to read that.
Well, I don't think he's...
I hope he's still alive.
I think he's alive.
I hope he's alive and having a wonderful holiday.
Yeah.
Now, there was a... That's 80s. The Refrigerator Perry.
I have to be getting mixed up with somebody, but yeah, he was good too. Yeah. Defensive tackle.
You know, the other day, somebody sent me a song. I was going to play it on this show. Because, you know, we always talk about the 70s music having a style. And 80s music having a style. But anything after the 80s not really having a style. Somebody sent me a music video the other day of something from the early 90s. And I remember this. And this song never became popular. But this was such a 90s thing.
I think the 90s had their own sound.
Well, this was so interesting because it was, if you look at the video, it's 90s. I mean, it is the 90s. Because what it was, there was a show in the 90s called Blossom. And it was about a young girl and her family. And Joey Lawrence, who was a well-known actor, he'd started out on Give Me a Break and done some other shows, played her brother, one of her brothers, in Blossom. But he was like the... heartthrob of the show. And I guess somebody decided that he could sing during the run of the show. And he actually did release a music video because, you know, capitalize on the man's success, I guess. And he, during one of the episodes, this is how they worked it in. They thought, well, this will be wise, you know, because that's back when people watched television. During one of the episodes of Blossom, the storyline, it really came at the very end, but it's essentially the storyline was something about Blossom wanting to, dreaming she was doing something else. So at the very end of that week's episode, they had her brother, Joey, he was also Joey in the show, dream that he was a big music star. So he, and they play the music video of this new song that's actually being released during the episode of Blossom. And when I saw that, when somebody sent me that, I thought, God, that's the 90s. So maybe we'll listen to it here. Why not? Since in celebration that Refrigerator Perry is not dead, you know, this is a good thing. So this is, the song was called, I don't have the video here, Nothing My Love Can't Do For You. Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Joey Lawrence from the 90s. Here we go. I'm telling you, this is the 90s. When I heard this, if you saw the video, you'd be right there. It's the way they're dressed. It's something else. Let me see if I can find hold on. Whoop. Let me see if I can find the video here. What is it? If we actually rehearse this thing, it'd be a good show. What do you think about the 90s? You ever see Blossom?
No, I don't watch TV, but I think the 90s had their own sound.
We'll watch the video. Nobody else can see the video.
I mean,
but,
like...
But here we go.
There were plenty of 90s people.
Where's the thing? Okay, Nothing My Love Can't Fix. There you go.
All right.
All right, enjoy yourself here. From the 90s. Local oh, they always have one of these things. We have to just mute that here for a second. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
is terrible.
I agree, yes, awful.
But this is the 90s. So how would you describe the clothes being worn in this video?
I don't know. I don't know what words to describe clothes. They're like baggy, very loose baggy. He's also got like a flannel tied around his waist.
That's how they wore them in those days.
He didn't wear them, he just tied them.
He just had
them
a lot of clothes. A lot of clothes, a lot of pastels.
A lot of layers back in the day.
And we had a fascination with graffiti in those days. Paint and graffiti.
We still do.
Do we?
Not like that. I guess I was going to say maybe not like you. I mean, I wasn't around in the 90s. But
we had no phones.
But I know people who spray painted their own property just to spray paint. He's got like the John Travolta hair.
No, I think he shaved all his hair off because I think he was going bald.
Oh, that's sad.
You know, I'd be sad if I ever had to shave all my hair.
Poor man.
It'll come one of these days.
That's the 90s for you, folks.
Hey, look, it's the Chicago Bears. That's a clean jersey. They should wear those jerseys. That looks like the Raiders jersey.
You know, the refrigerator did a song. Wasn't he part of the Super Bowl Shuffle?
I didn't know there was a Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, yeah. I think the Bears did it. Didn't the Bears do the Super Bowl Shuffle? By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Call and let us know what you're doing on this Good Friday. Yeah, it was the Bears. They did the Super Bowl Shuffle. I'm sure the Fridge was a part of that.
Watch every March.
He would have had to have been.
Is this like the legendary Bears team?
Oh, yeah, the one that won all the time, won all the Super Bowls.
Repping Justin Fields is a bad look. We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here. Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Moe Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here looking for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shot. This is Speedy Willie, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that doesn't like me. My Super Bowl Shuffle will set you free. I'm Samurai Mike. I stop 'em cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style. Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl Shuffle. We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle.
it? I sure can. This is Steve, and it's no wonder. I run like lightning, pass like thunder. So bring on Atlanta, bring on Dallas. This is Fort Mike and Papa Bear Hallis. But I'm not here, the feathers ruffle. I just came here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
I'm L.A. Mike, and I play it cool. They don't sneak by me, cause I'm no fool. I fly on the field and get on down. Everybody knows I don't mess around. I can break them, shake them any time of day. I like to steal it and make them pay. So please don't try to beat my hustle, cause I'm just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the Bears shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
The sack man's coming, I'm your man. Dent is a quarterback, so he's gonna get bent. We stop the run, we stop the pad. I like to dump guys on it. We love to play for the world best fan. You better start making your Super Bowl plan. But don't get ready or go through any trouble unless you practice the Super Bowl shuffle.
It's Gary here, and I'm Mr. Clean. They call me Hitman, don't know what they mean. They throw it long and watch me run. I'm on my man, one-on-one. Buddies, guys, cover it down to the bone. That's why they call us the 46 Zone. Come on, everybody, let's scream and yell. We're gonna do the shuffle, then ring your bell.
Looking at the frizz, I'm the Richie. I may be large, but I'm no dumb cookie. You see me hit, you see me run. When I kick and pass, we'll have more fun. I can dance, you will see. The others, they all learn from me. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
That was never ending.
That's a long song.
Whew.
At least Refrigerator Perry got his own transition there.
Isn't that embarrassing?
No, that's legendary, honestly.
Oh, that's depressing. You know, I'd go see the Refrigerator if he was signing autographs.
Yeah, why not?
How do they get him on a plane, though?
I don't know.
How would you like to be sitting next to him on a plane? Oh, my God.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but he's enormous still.
Yeah.
He's a bigger refrigerator than he was when he played.
Yeah, he is.
He was like a normal refrigerator back then. Now he's like a double wide.
Deep freeze.
He's a big refrigerator. Can you imagine that guy? He can't even wear shoes anymore. He's got slippers on all the time.
Probably got like swollen feet or something.
Wonder why. See, he was just an attraction. Nobody wanted him to play for him.
No, I mean, he was...
I remember when I was growing up in my library at school, there was a poster of a caricature, Refrigerator Perry, and he was holding a refrigerator filled with books. He was just he was just like a gimmick.
Well, you know, his name's the Refrigerator.
And he can't talk well. You know, it didn't make much sense.
I think he sounded fine.
No, he was... You know, if he could talk well, he probably could have got a job broadcasting or something. He was very well known.
I don't know. Has that always been a common thing for players just to become broadcasters?
Well, if you've got like John Madden, who was a coach, he was bombastic, so he was a good broadcaster. And Mike Ditka became a broadcaster. A lot of them do, but
Did John Madden ever play football?
I'm sure at some point.
Well, I mean, you know, like maybe in like high school or
right,
college.
But I'm saying if you're not a good player, but you're a good personality, they'll make you a... And they would have made Refridge a broadcaster, but he couldn't speak. I don't think he could complete...
John Madden couldn't speak.
Yeah, but he was entertaining.
You ever listen to like a broadcasting clip from John Madden?
Confusing.
I've listened to a John Mayer. He's just like, whoa, did you see? Whoa, like he's just like
rambling. People off. Like that.
He's nonsensical.
And he was enormous, and people like that too.
He just rambled on and
you
on.
You don't think they liked an enormous man up there in the booth like that?
Just making random noises.
Oh, he was popular, and everybody knew he didn't fly. He had a fear of flying, so he used to ride around on a bus.
He just drove everywhere.
He had a bus. And
riding around on the John Madden tour bus.
Yep, just right. And he also he had video games, John Madden.
Play the Madden games.
There you go. And what else? He did. He did commercials for some car place.
Hey, did you know that John Madden?
Muffler, I think.
John Madden said that his biggest regret in life was not buying EA stocks.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, God bless his heart. All the good broadcasters are dead. You know, what happened to them all? The only one left is Bob Costas, and he got invited back to NBC. Remember when we did that story? Where he got let go from NBC and never got to do a goodbye after all the years there? They brought him back.
Well, I think, there's just a lot more competition now than there used to be. And as far as, sports commentators, I think that there are good sports commentators now. I don't know. Tom Brady, I think, is good. I think Greg Olsen, I don't know. Greg Olsen's kind of meh. Tony Romo's kind of meh. Very nice. But, you know, I don't know.
Really?
What?
What were you saying? I thought you were looking at that.
No, you're just tapping through things.
Listen, you get things in your message box. I don't know. What do you think of that?
I don't know what I'm looking at, really.
You know what you were looking at.
I know what it happened, but I don't know why.
It was a picture of somebody.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
What'd you think?
About?
That person. I don't know who that was.
I don't know who that was. I don't know.
Want to try to get her number?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know. Anyway. I wouldn't want to sit next to the refrigerator anywhere.
Greg Olsen,
why don't they put him on Ozempic or something?
Who?
The refrigerator.
He's probably on something.
Four to six meals a day, I bet.
Well, I don't know. Apparently he's in a nursing home or whatever.
There's nothing. What? They just wheel him out for an autograph signing now and again?
I mean, I guess he's got some.
Hey, Fridge, there's an autograph signing down at the gas station. Let's get you out for a few hours.
I'm sure he's got some kind of free
will. Who could lift that man up to put him in a car?
I'm sure
he's got to transport him.
I'm sure he's got some kind of free will.
Oh my God! Can you imagine having to? At some point, he's got to get out of that chair.
No.
Bathroom.
I mean, no, I wouldn't want to stay in the chair forever.
Can you imagine if you took this man 450 pounds into the can at one of these autograph shows and you dropped him? We dropped the refrigerator in the can. Could you get 8 or 10 people to come in and pick him up?
You ever see the people who work in the nursing homes and the retirement homes?
Yeah.
For some reason, they're just always the smallest,
tiniest
people you'd ever see.
They have cranes in those places.
They have cranes.
Oh, they crane people in and out of bed. Oh, yeah.
That's
I think
crazy.
They're called a hoist.
Well, I mean, aren't cranes hoists? What's the difference?
No, but I'm serious. You think, how do you get a man who can't walk of that size to an autograph show?
I mean, maybe he can stand up and sit down, but I don't know if he can, I don't know if he's walking.
Maybe that's the whole problem. If he walked a little more, drank a little less, he might be in better shape.
Yeah, there's the
alcohol. See, right there's a guy who didn't change. A guy who didn't change. He just can't get to the bottle anymore.
Well, I guess you got me there, yeah.
He never changed. But he's a gimmick.
Well, there are, I don't know, some people are like that, too. I mean, a lot of, Chad Ochocinco, you know who he is?
Jeez, what a name.
Well, his name's Chad Johnson, but, Ochocinco is just 85 in Spanish, and 85 is the number he wore.
Ochocinco?
Yeah, and 85 is the number he wore in football. But apparently, he was hosting, he had, parties for himself, birthday parties that just costed, somewhere in the ballpark of millions of dollars.
like big lavish parties. So I don't know.
Well.
Oh yeah, but apparently, because the whole reason I brought that up is because he hasn't played in a while, and so apparently I think he's gonna go broke at some point because he better dial back them parties. You know.
Well, apparently there's the fridge nowadays. He's looking at that helmet like, what's this?
I think he's looking at the helmet and saying, man. Can you imagine being one of the most popular NFL players of your era, and now you're like financially destitute, living in a nursing home, can't get out of a wheelchair without assistance?
I mean, look at that.
Yeah, I see it.
You think you can get him up and down?
Maybe he can stand up and down.
See, he wears scarves too. Man's got style.
Still repping the Bears, too.
Listen, I'm telling
you. What the Bears do for you now, guy?
See, here's the thing about Refrigerator Perry. There are a bazillion players who played better than him. But he was a gimmick, so we remember him.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't bad.
Oh, he wasn't great. Name another. Did they trade him anywhere?
Refrigerator Perry? Not to my knowledge.
You give us two sides of beef, and we'll give you the refrigerator.
I mean, he was, you know, he was a popular fellow. I'm pretty sure he...
If he got traded, it was only for, you know, it was like when Babe Ruth got traded. He wasn't good anymore, but we want to come see him.
Yes, see, I told you. He was a defensive tackle, but they handed him the ball so many times. Well, not really so many times, but apparently he's got 3 touchdowns in his career as a defensive player because they handed him the ball at the goal line so many times.
He was big.
Yeah, well, you send like the big old Fridge Perry straight down the middle.
How much did he
weigh? Approximately 380 pounds.
380
pounds? Could you imagine a 400-pound guy running full steam ahead at you?
And he weighed that then?
Approximately 380 pounds at the time.
Well, how much do you think he weighs now?
I mean, no, I don't want to do the man dirty, but I mean, he's probably pushing 500 at this point.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he's a big...
The refrigerator's a deep freeze now.
he was holding it well back in the day. He's not holding it well anymore.
No, but he's got a scarf on.
Yes, he does.
Can you imagine?
Well, also, I mean, he was also like a big, muscly guy. I mean, I think he had the muscle mass is more dense. So I think he had a lot of muscle back.
He's
then.
In the Wrestling Hall of Fame too.
I didn't know that.
For that WrestleMania 2 Battle Royal.
He's in the NFL Hall of Fame.
I think Big John Studd threw him out.
You know, it's crazy to think of how many people. There's a lot of people who were big NFL players back in the day who were just like financially dead. Like there was an NFL player who died recently and he was homeless.
Oh, see, that's terrible.
I can't think of his name, but yeah. But yeah. I mean, that's crazy to think.
Really?
You get paid millions of dollars in the span of a couple of years. What'd you do with it all?
Well, they don't care. Apparently,
you give me $1 million, and I'm pretty sure I can make $1 million last the rest of my life if I just I think we could do it.
You think you could take $1 million forever?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to look for the video where he got put in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. You know, those celebrity people, it's kind of difficult because they only had, what, one bit? Well, there he is. See, I don't even know what the man would have to say.
What's he in the WWE Hall of Fame for?
Well, because he was in that Battle Royal.
That's it?
I think so.
He made it to the Hall of Fame for that.
Yeah, see how easy it is? It's not very difficult. Well, here it is, I think. Maybe this is the video. I think this is the video. Here we go. Refrigerator Perry. He's probably, I hope he's in the Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But here's... Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Coming off a record season and a victory at Super Bowl 20, the mighty big man would ride his success on the gridiron and magnetic personality all the way to the 20-man Battle Royal at WrestleMania 2.
The one, the only, the
In front of a capacity hometown crowd, the Fridge faced such imposing WWE superstars as Andre the Giant, Tony Atlas, and Big John Studd, as well as a host of NFL greats. Perry used his tenacity, girth, and determination to prove he's more than an NFL icon. Big John Studd may have eliminated Perry, it would be the Fridge who would get the last laugh.
Oh, look at that! He pulled Big John right out of there!
For his big heart and even bigger smile, World Wrestling Entertainment is delighted to welcome Chicago's own hometown hero, William the Refrigerator Perry, to the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame.
Well,
what a career there.
Yeah, it's good.
You had one match way back in 1985. You're in the Hall of Fame
after a record season for him.
But he was in Chicago.
That's good. I think they should have given him the win.
I don't think he's in Chicago anymore though. He should move back to Chicago. He'd probably get some more work.
But I'm sure he's in Chicago still.
No, I think he moved to the South. Warmer weather. The refrigerator doesn't like to be chilled.
I guess you're right. He currently lives in Aiken, South Carolina.
See?
That's crazy. My uncle and my cousins and, you know, some other people I know are from Aiken.
Oh, well,
I've been to Aiken.
Well, when you're in town, stop by the home.
I didn't know he was there. Otherwise, I probably would have.
Well, he's probably sitting there on the porch. They probably put him out there for everybody to see.
I'd ask him to sign something.
He's got his big Bears coat on and probably his Bears scarf out there every day.
Apparently he's got a Bears hat with the helmet that has a whole bunch of signatures on it.
You don't think he just sits out there every day?
I'm sure he's got something better to do.
Like what? He's in the home.
I don't know.
Go down
know.
To the cafeteria?
I'm like, what are these? I'm sure these people got something to do.
God, poor Fridge.
I feel bad.
Somebody should give him a job doing something.
I feel bad for people who are in the nursing home.
Yeah, but he's not even that old. He's not even 70 yet.
Yeah, but he's in rough shape.
Yeah, but you think you could get a job doing something? See, if I was in that town, I'd give him a job. Put him on the radio.
Oh, I'd put him on the radio.
He had nothing to say, but
I'm talking about football or something. I don't know.
He had
the refrigerator.
He wasn't understandable, though, was the problem.
So what? John Madden wasn't understandable. Like I said, he does, wow, look at that, whoa.
But you could understand
him. He made a whole bunch of noises.
He wasn't comprehensible, but he was understandable.
You know, for somebody who knows so much about football, he was probably one of the worst broadcasters I'd ever heard.
People loved him.
I don't know why.
People love a gregarious. Joe Nuxall was not great.
Why is John Madden even considered? I mean, I don't really know the history of John. Why is he considered like the greatest coach of all time?
He won a lot.
He's not the winningest coach of all time.
I think for the years he did it and what he did in those years, the percentage wise is better.
How many Super Bowls he got? I think he got one.
No.
I think he's got one Super Bowl.
Well, I think he quit early. He went to the broadcast booth.
He coached the Raiders, right? Raiders.
I think so.
Yeah. I know that, you know, that they give him a lot of credit for spreading football to the to newer generations because he created the Madden football games and he.
Oh, he didn't create that. He just said, here's my name.
Well, I mean, they didn't know anything about football, and he did, and like they gave him he gave them a lot of directive. Like originally, they came out with some game that was supposed to just be like. I don't know, it was just a very watered-down football game, and he was like, no, I want actual routes, and I want actual players, and I want the real teams, and he basically forced EA to go the whole nine or not do it at all.
Well, you think John Madden had that conversation?
Well, I mean...
Maybe his agent did.
I'm sure an agent did on behalf of John Madden.
Well, I don't think John Madden could have much of a conversation. Talking to that man...
Well, I mean, just the way he did the announcing, I don't think that's, you know, I don't know how his negotiations is actually all that great.
I just remember he used to do, like, the Sunday games, and Monday Night Football used to be the big thing, and they had Al Michaels, and there were two other people who did Monday Night Football. Dennis Miller, they had brought a comedian in, And they had a pretty good thing there. And when John Madden said he was going to leave the Sunday football, Dennis Miller said he called up the other guy and he said, the big dog's going to eat. He's coming to this game. We're going to get fired. And that's what happened. As Monday Night Football was one game a week, watched by more people than any other game. It was in prime time. So,
they called it.
Yep, they called it. Game took their job.
Well, that's good.
But he wrote his own check.
Well, I mean, I've got nothing against John Madden. I mean, like I said, I mean, his only regret, well, I don't know about his only regret, but I mean, he's got a quote because, like, you know, EA produced his games and still does produce the Madden games. And then he's got a quote because they came to him at some point, one of the higher-ups at EA, and told him that he could buy as much EA stock as he wanted, and he said something along the lines of I already gave you my name, I'm not going to give you my money. And then, you know, he could have been one of the richest people alive. EA stock blew up.
But do you think people know who John Madden is?
I know who John Madden is.
But I bet they don't know who he is.
I don't know if the average person knows who John Madden is.
They know the
Probably
name.
Probably not. I don't even think the average person knows who, like, Tom Brady is. And Tom Brady's, like, the biggest name in football since, like you know, I don't know, Joe Montana.
They probably know the name, but that's all. So what's coming up next hour? Talk about the refrigerator Perry being alive.
Well, yes, and I might just now that we had the whole conversation, yeah.
All right. So that's coming up next hour. And talk about politics, right?
Politics.
And football.
Yep.
See, people would much rather hear about the history. You should profile a washed-up player every week.
I could. There are a lot of washed-up players. I could start with Johnny Manziel, the king of washed-up players.
Oh, no, I think it's the fridge. What's a more depressing story than that?
Well, the... I swear to you, recently I read a story about a former NFL player who was found, like, dead on Skid Row or something like that, you know, in California.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a man who was at the height of his... He was the world. Super Bowls, Super Bowl rings, everybody knew him, posters in libraries, and now he's just sitting in a nursing home with no shoes on. Waiting for somebody.
Well, I gotta make a trip to Aiken to talk to this fellow.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be a delightful conversation.
Well, no, he looks like a friendly enough fellow, but I don't know. Maybe he's rude.
No, I don't think he's rude. He's a gregarious guy.
He looks like it. Yeah, he looks like
maybe
nice
he dresses
fellow.
Up for Claus during the holidays.
Well, I just think that, well, you know, I mean, if I was at the height of the world at one point and now I'm, like, destitute in a nursing home at the age of 63, I might be a little bitter about the way life turned out.
Well, poor man. Alcoholism will do that. Your show's coming up next. That's all. I hope everybody has a happy Easter. I'll be back on Monday morning. Everybody have a good weekend. Scott Spears for Matt Morgan heading for the dugout.
Think it might be poison and you don't know what to do. Call 1-800-222-1222.
WGH Talk Radio is supported by JV Landscaping. Phone number or text 740 262